This is a Radio Road Test special on connected cars. I'm Paul Kaminsky, MSRPK.com. We start our 23rd year of production by looking at how cars connect with their drivers in the outside world, connected cars and trucks. A difference between autonomous cars and connected cars: autonomous cars, like the Audi shown at the recent Consumer Electronics Show, automate much of what you and I do behind the wheel, kind of like an airplane autopilot. That was a concept car. Fully automated driving is still years away in practice and in concept. Drivers like to have some control over situations. But an autonomous car can be connected. Most connections for a connected car happen through the sound system, usually for radio stations like the one you're hearing this program on. There's satellite radio, the connection through a connected smartphone with the data plan, and in some cases like the Fiat Chrysler Uconnect and GM's OnStar and IntelliLink, data through a subscription, not unlike buying Wi-Fi in a hotel room or airport. Follow us on Twitter, MSRPK_com, for previews and snapshots of our test vehicle, hashtag road test. This is a Radio Road Test special on a connected car, a broadcast service of MSRPK.com. Connected car systems occupy a bit more in-dash real estate than the old school AM, FM, CD, or cassette radio, and in many cases, they're controlled by your voice, dedicated controls, and a touch screen. Some systems have the dot matrix screen, most have a video screen, some of them high definition. It's becoming a de facto standard to have some sort of Bluetooth hands-free connectivity for a cell phone. Higher-end systems also have Bluetooth connectivity for audio as well. If you have music on your smartphone, tablet, or a USB stick, you can hear it through the sound system, whether with the Bluetooth connection or a connection to the earphone on the device. This is a Radio Road Test special on the connected car from MSRPK.com. Connected car systems, like any computing device, are initially complicated. It does take some quality time with the owner's manual and experimentation to tune the system to your liking and take maximum advantage of the benefits, like hands-free text replies, changing audio sources and stations, changing points of interest on the navigation to find what you're really looking for, and to keep tabs on the car's well-being. Some systems will send you an email if an issue needs to be corrected. But the battle for your in-dash real estate just got more complicated. Google's Android Auto and Apple's CarPlay want to leverage those iPhone and Android devices and their suite of applications into the connected car. We'll keep our eyes out for those developments as we continue to test American and foreign cars and light trucks. That's our Radio Road Test Connected Car Special, copyright 2015, PK Communications Company, all rights reserved. I'm Paul Kaminsky, MSRPK.com.